The Do Not Call list is wildly popular. In the months since the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection began compiling it, thousands of people have signed up. But department spokesperson Glenn Lloyd says about 15 people want off the list.
One mother says that after she signed up, she can't get calls from her son in prison anymore. And she thinks there's some type of a block on her telephone now that she signed up for the no-call list. Well, that isn't true.
Lloyd says blockers aren't used. Instead, telemarketing companies must buy a list of people who don't want calls. If they call someone on the list, the state will levy fines against them. Also, Lloyd says the Do Not Call list can't be at fault because it isn't even in use yet and won't be until January.
We feel that there may be some people that haven't signed up and won't sign up because they're afraid of something like that happening. And we want to tell people that that if you sign up for the no-call list, your calls are not going to be blocked.
Lloyd says DATCAP empathizes with people whose anticipated phone calls have never come, but he asks them not to blame the list. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.